Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. There is no shortage of topics today for Waddle and me. The number to reach us is 312-332-3776. That's the number for you because there's no shortage of topics for you. And we always love to give you a voice on this radio station.
No shortage of telephone calls. No shortage of telephone banks. You call, we'll take your call.
We'll take your call.
332. We're like a telethon.
3776.
We're a sports telethon today.
We're not asking for your money, though. I mean, we're giving out money.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're doing, I should say. I mean,
I hit dingers is what I do.
Well, you don't hit them. You suggest who will hit them, and then people cash money.
And I hit dingers.
Did we hit a dinger last night, Adam?
I mean, we didn't hit a dinger. Luis Robert hit a dinger, and we had money on him at 7-1 to
hit a
dinger.
Then I think we both hit a dinger. I think Luis Robert hit a dinger, and we hit a dinger as well.
You were along for the ride?
We were along for the ride. We left the park with that shot that went like 430, dead center.
That was crazy.
When he hit that, I just one word scream from my seating. No. Dinger!
Oh, really? That's what you did? You saw it going?
That's all I see. When I ball hit bat hit ball, I'm sitting in the back room by myself, and I just let out a giant dinger!
It was a fun ride last night. It was a really fun game.
You know what? And again, like everyone that doesn't want us to connect the Sox to the Cubs from several years ago, what happened? We all had the same thought, did we not? When what's his face in right field for the Twins dropped that ball.
Yeah.
I think, Dolly, you even tweeted something, didn't you?
I texted you guys, and I go, this has got Cubs magic written all over. Because the entire Cubs season, when they won, Waddle kept on saying, every ball bounces their way.
It's
everything.
It's every break.
And I think you go back to the 49ers in their heyday. They got the ball bounced in their direction. I mean, any championship that is won has a good bit of good fortune attached to it.
You've got to have luck.
Yes.
And you're good enough then to take advantage.
Exactly.
So a lot of White Sox conversation coming up, 332-3776. We'll get to that at 2:30, or if you want to call now, talk about that game. Jason Benetti is going to join us, too, at 4 o'clock today. The outstanding voice of the White Sox. This has got to be a dream come true for him because, like Lucas Giolito, this is a first great team he's announcing of the team that he grew up rooting for.
Yeah.
So
a lot of fun.
A lot to get to. The Cubs are back in action today. Chris Bryan is returning as well. But the main topic, and welcome to everybody too, who is listening and watching via Twitch, twitch.tv, or download the Twitch app and follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. It's all brought to you by Blue Moon Light Sky. Make it a once in a blue moon derby.
By the way, I'm surprised. Maybe you got a few of these comments and you just didn't share them with me. But you can't see how my face looks like a tomato because I was on the golf course this weekend.
Well, that's standard. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
but more so. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I just clicked over it. Yeah. I mean, if you bring it way in, Adam, if you're zooming in, be careful. There's some divots there.
I don't even think you need to zoom in.
It was brighter yesterday. I put some lotion on it. Put the lotion in the basket.
Boy, look at you. Yeah. Oh, boy. Jeez. You got a shave, too, and you're tomato-y.
Yeah.
You're like a hairy tomato.
Yes, I'm a hairy tomato. Do you know how bad it hurts to shave with a bad sunburn?
That's true, too.
No go.
It's like the vine is awfully hairy when you grow the tomato,
Excuse me?
Doesn't the vine have like a bunch of like hairs growing out of it?
Not unless you use that lawnmower 2.0.
That's what your face is. You're a tomato plant today.
I was yesterday, too. I'm surprised I wasn't the focal point of a lot of bashing going on the Twitter chat line.
And don't forget
the Twitch chat line.
The Twitch, it's a good way to interact not only with us. Art already has said strong camera work today.
Good job.
A lot of people very happy with that. We're learning the Twitch channel, and we're welcoming people in, whether it's us taking shirts off or just it getting more and more popular, how you can view it, you can interact. And then don't forget, today's a Would You Rather Tuesday. So we have allowed interaction at 4:30 for your Would You Rathers. So you can tweet us using the hashtag WS Would You Rather, tweet Black, tweet Abdallah. They'll hold the Would You Rathers for the 4:30 segment. Or if you're in the Twitch channel chat room, you can fire them at them to us while we're in Would You Rather.
Have you had to put people in timeout, Adam, or have they been well behaved lately?
No, they've been okay lately.
Good.
We'll see.
Let's see if that keeps let's keep that going.
See what happens when we
talk college football. Yeah.
Well, we don't even behave. So what kind of standard are we setting
for? We ask people to be at their best, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk sports and have a good time. I think that's it.
Okay.
We can debate as much as you want. So
let's hit some dingers.
Well, can we hit a dinger with the quarterback, as in can we ring the bell for, like, you know, in a game show when you get the correct answer, it's ding, 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 instead of hearing the buzzer on opening day? Because you know what I'm tired of, Waddle? I'm tired of hearing that, hey, let's pick the quarterback, and then maybe if it doesn't work out, mid-game, opening game, we could go back to the other guy.
No, that's...
That's stupid.
That's not a good plan.
That's a terrible plan.
Yeah, that's why the whole, like, last week when Brian Billick came on and suggested maybe the right path for the Bears to go would be to start Mitch and bring in Nick Foles from the bench, because that's how he excels, and you're afraid you'd lose Mitch if he started the season on the bench. And like, my first thought was, if you're worried about the psyche of your backup quarterback, you need a new backup quarterback, for crying out loud. But I'm with you. It's like, listen, let's start the guy that you think gives you the best chance to win, and the guy that you don't think is going to have to be pulled 14 minutes into the game.
It drives me crazy. Like this is like the exhibition season. Like game one against Detroit, I know we don't have an exhibition season, and I know there are teams that are going to try and figure it out through the regular season. A lot of people believe September 2 has always been now in the NFL, because there's been very little contact in camp, that it's almost like a learning month and we don't find out about teams till October. But the last thing I want as a Bears fan is for them to say, oh boy, you know, let's just change our pick. I understand that in today's game, you're always going to rely on the backup at some point, but I don't want to do that in
week one.
Yeah, the third quarter of game one.
Thinking about it as well, we're in a new dimension here, okay? Like, this season could be halted at any time. So, you don't ever want to, in a 16-game season, you don't ever want to take any game for granted. They're all really important because you play so few of them.
Right, but and if there's a pause, you may only play a 12-game season.
Exactly. So, you better come out with your best lineup from day one, because you may only get 12 games. And you don't want to look back and go, you know what, if we weren't experimenting in week one or worried about somebody's psyche in week one, maybe we would have made the postseason. Now, so I'm with you. Like, I'm not jumping to any conclusions. I'm with you 100% when you sound the frustration alarm about a plan that may or may not include replacing somebody as important as your quarterback halfway through game one. That's not the plan. It can't be the plan.
Black, can you be our skipper here, our sound skipper, and take us on a little 3-hour tour?
Like a manager? Like a baseball manager?
No, whether you want to be a manager.
I was going Gilligan. That's an old TV show, right?
Gilligan's Island reference, too.
A good one.
So they get stranded there, right? So we're stranded.
Yeah, well, then that's where I'm going here, that I feel like we could get stranded. Can you take us on at least a tour, not a 3-hour tour, but like a
few... We've got the time.
Yeah, we do have the time.
The tour of Matt Nagy going back to Saturday, all right? And what he said on Saturday, and then what he said yesterday, and then what he said today about the quarterbacks. And I like Matt Nagy, but when they can get their ducks in a row with when they even want to announce the damn quarterback, like, he wants a mulligan when to even announce the quarterback.
Yeah, so if I'm the skipper, what's Abdallah?
He's Gilligan. Okay. Yeah, there's no doubt.
You wanted to hear that so badly, didn't you? Or you could be the professor.
I don't know the character profiles. I just know the names, so I don't know what any of that means. But
I'm Marianne.
Oh. You're definitely not Marianne.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're more ginger
than me.
Have
you seen these man Marianne. Boobs? Come on.
Whoa. Okay.
Unfortunately,
Sylvie,
yes.
Let's take this tour. Let's go back to Saturday.
Right.
Here's Saturday. Coach Matt Nagy will not reveal his cards. He will not let anyone know who the quarterback for the Bears will be until the Lions game. Here he is.
With naming a quarterback, that's something internally that we're going to stick to. But I would say for you guys to know, just to save you the questions, that won't be happening before that game.
Well, last night.
Well, you gotta release a depth chart when the week begins. Well,
why doesn't he know that?
Right. Well, there's problem number one. Last night, he misinterpreted himself. Here's Matt Nagy last night clarifying that, yes, we will actually know who the starting quarterback is before we get to Sunday when the Bears play the Lions for week one.
I guess I misinterpreted what I meant by that in regard. I would never have a quarterback or try to. First of all, I don't think it would ever work because, it just wouldn't. But what I meant by that, to keep it real simple, was that there was not going to be a quarterback named this week that we're in right now up until that first week. So I apologize if I made that gray, but yes, there will be no waiting until the middle of the week or the end of the week until that to happen. That wouldn't be fair to our team, and it wouldn't be fair to the quarterbacks.
I don't know how you miss a
so do you plan to name one on Monday or Wednesday of next week?
That's honestly, Jason, that's completely right now. We don't know that, but it would be, in that time frame there somewhere. I mean, you will know by the time most teams usually know.
Okay.
We're not hiding anything. I think we're going through right now for us this whole process, and we don't even know that yet, to be quite honest. So we're talking through like those situations and what's best and how to go about it. So we're just really honestly not there yet.
You will know when most teams usually know.
Again, how do you misinterpret your own statement?
So you asked me to cut that clip down, but I think all the nonsense that he kind of gave us there and the deep sigh before he said that he apologizes if he was gray on the matter, I thought it was necessary to
gray
hear.
Matter is what's missing up there, it sounds
so
like.
I apologize if I made that gray.
It's not gray. You were wrong. I mean, there was no gray there. You said the opposite.
I guess I misinterpreted what I meant by that.
You said that you're not finding out before the game. And there was no, you didn't, this wasn't a misinterpretation. That you changed your answer from Saturday to Monday night.
Well, when he said it, I the first word that went through my mind when I heard what he said on Saturday was, duh. I mean, you can't, I mean, when he reversed himself, my first thought was, duh. Because you have to fill out or send in a depth chart. Like, everyone's going to figure this out. And I call BS as well. I like Matt as well. Okay? But you cannot sell me that they don't already know inside their coach's office who's starting.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes.
He said last night they don't know.
Stop it.
You'll find out when most teams find out.
Come on.
Usually do. I'm asking you guys
seriously.
You
didn't even know the rule about having the depth chart in.
Okay,
Let's go through this.
That's different.
He took the bye week left, and I like Matt. I like him a lot.
Maybe his visor's too tight.
You know me. I was visor guy life there for the first year. Let's go back, and let me give you a history. After the bye week, he's like, we're doing everything to improve this run game, and we're going to stick to the run, and we're going to be committed.
It's true.
And then he came out of the bye week, and he ran it two times, and he gave up on the run.
Yeah.
On Walter Payton bobblehead day. Yep. And then when he was on with us this past offseason, he said, I screwed up. I self-evaluated that. So not only did you say first, okay, we're going to fix the run, then you thought you fixed it, then you gave up on the run two runs in, and then you say, well, I screwed up in that again. Remember when it came to Eddie Pinheiro and setting him up for the game-winning kick against San Diego on the what hash mark or this hash mark?
Yeah.
And they didn't know which side, and they didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know how to commit to the run. They didn't know where to put the ball on Eddie Pinheiro's kick. He didn't know when the depth chart was due. He changed his answer. So how does he know who the quarterback is?
I guess I misinterpreted what I meant by that.
You make a good case, counsel. But I think if Matt doesn't know, I got a good feeling that John DeFilippo and Bill Lazor and everyone else in there does.
John DeFilippo has lost job in the last 2 years as offensive coordinator.
I'm just telling you.
Guys, there's
like,
more.
There's no way they don't know who they're starting.
You want to continue the tour after the break?
Yeah, the tour is still going.
All right, good, good.
I need to play something for you.
So the sound skipper will continue this sound tour.
They know who's starting, guys.
And if you want to weigh in on the Bears quarterback situation, who do you believe it's going to be? We got to play stuff. This lukewarm endorsement on Mitch Trubisky, who supposedly had a good day today. We'll get into that. The Khalil Mack deal is a 2 year. It's the 2 year anniversary, and Abdallah had a good question about that. But a lot of people on Twitter don't believe it is a good question. So we want to hear from you. 312-332-3776, whether it's about the White Sox and their first place team, the Cubs and their first place team, or what's going on with the Bears and their quarterback situation. Get your Would You Rathers in as well. It's a Would You Rather Tuesday, and we're having a bunch of fun.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, we're on a tour here with Matt Nagy. As another listener pointed out, Waddle, in like the long line of stuff that just drives you mad is, like, after you lose a game and then you're talking about the Colts game in a press conference.
Did you see the Colts game?
Right, exactly. Like, and I love the, I really do like the guy and think there's a lot there.
I do, too.
But I also think there's a lot that's baffling to me.
There's a theory percolating, however you say the word, behind the glass about maybe having to deal with the quarterback situation the last couple of years has eaten away some of Matt's frontal lobe.
Crossing his wires up there?
Maybe it's eaten away some of the gray matter.
Like, I mean, we don't need to mince words. Trubisky's a zombie, and he's eating Matt Nagy's brain. There's nothing. He's slowly eating. Or he's Hannibal Lecter, and he's a genius that we don't know about. And he's sitting there in a nice Chianti and some fava beans.
Okay, we're going to continue to go on this tour. I just want to reiterate strongly what I said before we went to break. I think you guys are complete wackadoodles if you don't think they already know who the starter is right now.
Listen, don't direct that at me. The moment they traded away a draft pick for a quarterback this offseason, I thought that was the case.
But I'm not even saying that it's Foles. I don't think, like, if they right now are still waffling between the two, now you've lost me. Like, they know who they're starting. Come on.
You're giving them the benefit of the doubt.
They know who is starting. They just don't want to tell anybody.
I would hope so, but I think they're...
They may not have told the quarterbacks just yet, or they've told the one that they're going to start, and they told him, shh.
No, I don't think they've done that.
You can't convince me that they don't know who's going to start right now. How many days till they kick off?
Well, I know, but they don't know that they have to have a depth chart in on Monday.
I know, but that's different. Come on. You know they know who they're going to play. This is what they do for a living.
I know that. They don't know when to hand the ball off on the goal line.
They
want to throw passes for Mitch.
I'm not telling you that they make the right decisions. I'm just telling you there's no indecision when it comes to who's going to start under center against the Lions. Wouldn't that scare the hell out? I almost said a bad word. Wouldn't that scare the hell out of you if they truly didn't know? Like, you can't tell me. These are coaches.
It's Trubisky against Foles. I'm already scared.
Okay, I got it. But you don't think that Gene's his dad, John DeFilippo, already has a horse in the race?
Well, of course.
Do you think Bill Lazor's come to a conclusion?
No, I've been with you on the Foles thing. We have been together on that when a lot of people believe, well, it's Trubisky. You got to err on the side of the number two overall pick, and he's the younger guy.
But what I'm telling you is it may be Mitch. But I think they already know.
No, I know what you're saying.
I think it's silly to even
but
think
I think
that
they get confused easily up there.
I think if it was Mitch, this would have already been out. Why would you string along Nick
Foles? That's a great point, and I was thinking about this, Chris, and then I forgot about it. It's like, look, if Mitch was your guy, wouldn't you have started camp and said, listen, we're starting the season with Mitch, and Nick has come in, and he's, you know, he's stepped in a backup role in the past and played exceptionally well, but we're going to ride with Mitch, and hopefully Mitch continues to develop, and he's our guy.
Can we get Bleck, though, right, to continue to the tour? I don't want to, like, get off track here like we're a Bears drive here.
Okay, so this tour now has an element of time travel in it. Would you guys like to go into the past first?
Yes,
or
yes.
Would you like to hear from today?
No, give us the background.
Okay, so for full context, December 31st of last year, Matt Nagy...
That's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, when they spoke to the media at the end of the season, Matt Nagy was asked, what is the top priority for Mitch to improve on in this offseason, heading into next year?
And his response was, how much time do you have?
Here is his answer.
Number one is going to be, we talked about decision making, but I want him to be a master at understanding coverages. You know? So when these defensive coordinators, they have different ways of showing different coverages, and they're good at it. And so our first year here, I thought Mitch did a really good job at understanding the importance of getting in and out of the huddle with the verbiage that we have. We've also learned, not just with him, but with our players, how to use that. The next step, we talked about it this past year, going into it, was level 202, right? Now, how do you see the defense? Well, is that front stunts, blitzes? Is it first wide vision with a motion or a shift? It's seeing the mic, rotation. Let's now put all that together and understand now how defenses are going to try to trick you, and let's not get tricked. If we do that, we slow the game down, and we collectively get other parts of this offense fixed, which I know we can, and that's our job. That's the exciting part, is that looking for solutions, staying positive, believing in people, and getting this thing done.
Okay, so that was at the end of last season. We're back in time, right?
Master defenses, reading defense. Right.
By the coverages. Way, I just want to interject this as well. Nick Foles knows how to do that already, okay?
Yeah, and Patrick
he
Mahomes
may not
said,
be able to execute at the highest level as you always want, but Nick Foles knows what he sees every time he walks
and
to
Patrick
the line.
Patrick Mahomes just said, hey, I'm just figuring it out. So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Oh, get
you
out
know,
of here, Gilligan.
The quarterback who, you know, it's Marianne!
Okay, so we get back to today. We time travel right. Back to today.
He said he wants Mitch to master defenses.
Yes. So Dan Weider, shout out to Dan, asked Matt Nagy for an update on Mitch trying to master the offense and coverages. Here's Matt Nagy's response today.
Well, I think first of all, master's a strong word. That takes a little while to get to. But I think that he's doing a really good – he's definitely 100% growing in understanding coverages. And I think that's all you can ask for. Master, there's only a few of those right now when you really think about it. But he, you know, he is doing everything that we've asked in regards to progression and understanding where defenses are at. And I just I think that that's what's pretty cool to see.
He feels about Mitch the way Sylvie feels about his baseball team. There's a lot of like there, but there's no commitment to love.
You think that told you everything you needed to know?
I don't. I do think that, like, I can follow along, and then you hit me with the old, but they said this and did that, and then you make my brain sweat.
I guess I misinterpreted what I meant by that.
Right. I mean, is this another misinterpretation? That he forgot what he said in December? Is Mitch continuing to eat his brain?
Well, I felt that way for a while. I said that to you guys last year.
No, you were all over it.
I thought like...
You were all over
it. I thought last year when I saw some of the things that Matt did, I was like, Mitch is eating his brain.
Matt Noltown, you're on ESPN 1000. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good. Well, we're trying to be good, but...
We're trying to master this show.
And yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I just wanted to say that when I first heard the Nagy quote, I instantly thought he slipped up and accidentally revealed that he actually misunderstood what Pace was telling him to say. And now he was told to clarify that by Pace because the original quote wasn't received well. I mean, I could be wrong, but it just honestly screams that Ryan Pace told Nagy to say X, Y, and Z, but Nagy didn't maybe say it correctly the first time, or it wasn't taken well. So Pace is like, hey, you gotta clear this up. and he messed up when clearing it up.
You think that Pace didn't like when Nagy said that Mitch has to master reading defenses?
You're joking, Matt. You're having fun with us.
No, I know he is, but that's his conspiracy theory.
Well, no, yeah. Well, it started with that, but also I think Nagy honestly also was told by Pace to explain how the quarterback competition is going and when they're going to tell the media, and he maybe didn't say it the way that Pace wanted him to, so that's why he slipped up when he said, I misunderstood what I said. What he really means is, I misunderstood what Pace told me to say.
I misunderstood what I said. I know, it's
that was
amazing.
My head popping off my shoulders right there.
All right, so sorry, Waddle. Didn't mean to confuse you.
No, this whole ride is confusing.
Yeah. All right. So here's what we did. I want to take some calls on this. What do you guys think of this? Here we are, 10, 11 days away from the Bears kicking this thing off?
A week from Sunday.
Do they know? Waddle believes they know who their quarterback is. Do you believe that too? Do they know who is their starting quarterback? And if so, who is it? And what's going on with all this stuff? About one time you say, Saturday you say this, then you back it up, then you backtrack on Monday. And where's your confidence level in any of this? Any of this? I know Melvin's got something he wants to thank you on. We'll get to Melvin. Mitchell, Mike, 312-332-3776. Your Bears call's coming up.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I told you guys yesterday, I went out of my way on Saturday. The kids were driving me nuts. As they're just in our hair 24-7 with no, going to school. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch Nagy's press conference. And then, they're going to try and hide this thing. And then Monday, he's backtracking, and he got confused by his own.
You can't hide it. I mean, he had to know that.
Well, but why say that then?
I don't know.
It wasn't gray from the question standpoint.
Well, think about it. A, there's the one, there's the one aspect of it that you have to submit a depth chart at the start of the week, right?
Right.
There's Monday. The other thing that that it's going to get out somehow, some way.
Right.
You can't keep any secrets around here.
Someone said to me, look, an agent, well, the player agent, of the two quarterbacks, they yap. Oh, my guy won. And there are many ways the media or the big wigs in this business, like Shefty, find out. Melvin on the south side, first of all, he wants to thank you for something.
Yeah,
hey, Melvin.
Dingers!
Hey, how you doing, Waddle?
Good.
First of all, I want to say, Sylvie, continue to bless you, man, and we're all looking out for you, man. So,
thanks, Melvin. I appreciate you.
Waddle, you are the man. I took the Heat, I took Robert, and I parlayed that with the Royals because I wanted my stocks to be in first place. Plus 2,800.
Whoa!
You do the math, baby. Woo! You do the math.
Wow!
Keep those dingers coming.
Woo!
How
dinger,
about that?
Dinger, dinger, dinger,
that
dinger.
Dong, dong, dong.
Yes, and Melvin.
Listen, Waddle. I mean, what's your play tonight, man?
You got to wait for that, Melvin.
Melvin, I'll be giving that out at 5:55 tonight, okay?
I will be listening in, sir.
All right.
1-900-DINGER-DOLLARS.
That's right. Congratulations, Melvin.
He's going to become a tout. All right. Thanks, Melvin.
You.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Matt in Old Town wanted to talk. We took Matt already, didn't we? Mitchell in Des Plaines, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, what's up, Team Virgo, Team Pisces? That's why there's a full moon tonight in the early morning in Pisces. So it's going to reveal a lot of secrets. And the biggest secret in town is that Nick Foles is their starting quarterback. And the fact that Matt Nagy, okay, for 3 years, has basically played word salad, okay, with the media because he doesn't want to be transparent with this really terrible decision. Now, of course, we all know who's going to be the leader of the quarterback. It's Nick Foles. And because he's more accomplished, he can execute. And you know what? I thought this whole team was based on transparency. Matt Nagy reminds me of like a great like HR director that works for an insurance company, but he's not really great at being a head coach because you know why? He doesn't have his personnel. He's been trying to fit into a system with Trubisky with his design skill set of what he wanted to bring to the Chicago Bears, and it's just not they're not relatable because Trubisky's a failure, okay? And because he can't hone his skills in the CFL, they went and got Nick Foles. So all you got to do, folks, okay, is trace the logic backwards. Now, I want to ask you, Mark, Team Pisces, do you really think behind the scenes – in the clandestine affairs, all the coaches, do you think they already know who's going to be the starting quarterback?
I said it earlier, Mitchell, I said it earlier, but I will say this, and we always appreciate your passion.
Thank you.
I told you who I thought was going to be the starting quarterback the day they traded him. I'm not coming off of it, but I will tell you that it won't shock me in any way, shape, or form if Mitch is under center. The thing that I'm telling you is...
Well, why wouldn't that shock you then? You've been on this from the start, and why wouldn't that shock you?
Well, you just laid out an entire segment of decisions that have been made and words that have been said that made no sense.
Right, right.
So, like, connecting dots with this team the last couple of years has been hard to do. Like, if you tell me, I'm sticking with my prediction for all of the reasons. I just think it makes sense, familiarity. Even now.
Trust.
Like, I trust, and even now you heard what Matt, for whatever reason, never gives you a full compliment or endorsement of anything that Mitch does. Like, he's always on the cusp of you thinking, like, he saw something in Mitch that he really liked, and he's going all in, and then he just stops.
Here's something from earlier today, guys, that we haven't played yet, along those lines. Adam Johns asks the question here about Mitch playing well today. Listen to how short Nagy's answer is. It's fantastic.
I think you said on Saturday that this would be Mitch's day with the ones with the red zone stuff. And whatnot. Did that happen today? And how do you think he did?
Yeah, he did well. It was our 2 minute. Yeah, and he took the team down and scored a touchdown. So that was good.
They scored a touchdown. That was good.
That's all he said. What I'm saying to you now is I feel like
he's sick of it all.
They don't already know. If this truly has been undecided up at Halas Hall,
like,
that's
you think
more...
if it was Mitch's job, he would be saying, look, Mitch today took the next step. He's going downfield, and he took us in the two-minute drill like a veteran. He knew all the right reads, and he made it. Or do you think he just doesn't want to hand out any bouquets right now?
I don't know, but again, if it was Mitch, you're worried about him. I think if it was Mitch, they'd already be propping him up in a more positive way. But like you said, who knows? It's word salad coming out of Halas Hall, and I don't know how to interpret all of it. I'm just saying to you that inside that building, like if I go back in time at any level of playing the game.
And you'll draft Mahomes?
Yeah, no question. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is if I go back in time in my own experiences, like 11 days before kickoff, I've never been in a scenario where we didn't know who the starting quarterback was going to be. Like in any scenario, none.
Even in 94, you didn't
Pee-wee
know.
Pee-wee football.
What about Walsh versus Kramer?
It was Kramer.
No, it wasn't. It was Walsh.
Didn't he get hurt?
Was that how it started?
I don't know. I just know this. It was not like something that was hidden. I've never been in a scenario where something was hidden 10 days out.
Mike and Lindenhurst, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mikey.
Be strong, man. They'll be strong.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, buddy. Real quick, you know what? It doesn't really matter. Our offensive line blows. They can't pass block. So I would think, even though, Tommy, you think that he's the first, you know, he's figured it out, I don't think he's got the power to figure it out. He can't make a decision, our coach. I think he would lean towards Trubisky. He did have a good game against Detroit last year, and I think he's hoping for that would just project him into having a good season with the Bears.
Let me ask you all this question. How many more practices do they have? What's their schedule this week?
It's tomorrow and Thursday are the bigger practices.
Okay, so then Monday you start, your install is probably starting right now. But starting Monday, you are scripting plays for what you're expecting to see from the Detroit offense and the Detroit defense, correct? There's two practices left. Do you really Do you really believe that they're undecided right now? With two practices left before you have to have somebody under center taking the majority of the snaps.
I would hope you're right.
I mean, come on.
I would hope so. Marco in North Riverside, you're on ESPN 1000. Marco!
Hey, guys. I still believe every night Matt Nagy goes home and he reads that scouting report on Mahomes to his kids. And he has to play nice. He has to say decent things. He doesn't want to ruin Mitch's career by throwing him under the bus. But they know it's going to be Foles. Foles has the skill set that he wants. And he's saving face for the GM because he's going to get a chance to draft and pick his own at the next draft. And that's just the way it is. He has to say those things. He has to toe the company line.
Right, Marco. Thank you. I like and to go along to what you've been saying, Waddle, and I've been with you as well when I was watching Get Up today, and there were more national guys saying it's Trubisky because give him the first shot. He's the incumbent. He's your second overall pick. He could be like Alex Smith coming into his own in year six or whatever it is. I just think that when you get Foles, you don't leave it to 3 weeks of some sort of a competition because you know who Nick Foles is.
It's not just Foles, Sylvie. It's connect the dots with the coaching staff. John Filippo, with the trust. Bill Lazor.
But Juan here's Castillo. My point. Like, if you're expecting Nick Foles to come in and wow you in a short 3 week training camp where you're not playing any games, he just had a baby, he doesn't have chemistry with anybody. You get Nick Foles because, A, he knows he's a professional quarterback.
Yep.
He's never going to wow you, except maybe in a short spurt there. And they know who he is. What they were hoping for is that Trubisky would wow them. Trubisky hasn't wowed them. So they go, look, we're not going to overthink this. Why did we acquire Nick Foles? Because we did trust Mitch Trubisky.
That's the most logical statement that anyone – you just laid it out as logically as I think we thought it out. Back when they made the trade for Foles, that's the most logical path.
Like, you're not going to get Nick Foles to wow you in a three-week stretch.
No.
He doesn't do that. There are going to be weeks in this NFL season when Foles starts where we're going to say, boy, this offense is boring and it's bland and it's vanilla.
But you know what he didn't do? He didn't make the big mistake to get you beat.
Right. And he knows where to go with the football, and he could read a defense. And he could have you in a position.
Don't you think Matt also feels that last year, if we just could have been middle of the pack offensively, what we could have done? So, like, Matt's probably even thinking in his mind right now, I don't need a guy like I'd love a guy like Mahomes or Watson, but I don't have the opportunity for that. I don't need a guy that's going to win a bunch of games for me. I need a guy, though, that won't lose games for me. I need somebody I can trust.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We're trying to read the Matt Nagy lingo, the word salad, if you will. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We'll continue to take your calls. We got baseball conversations up. Chris Bryant is back. The Sox had one of their best wins in years. That's not an overstatement. Last night's win was one of their best wins in years. And I reveal another part of my top 20 all-time Cubs. We'll see if Abdallah and Bleck think this guy is modern enough for them. We'll get to that next. The 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Check out my guy, Ryan Kelly. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos. Now is the perfect time to refinance, or if you're buying a house, let your realtor know. You can close in 30 days or less at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Very nice, Waddle.
Cyndi Lauper, right?
Is this Cyndi Lauper?
No, that's the joke that Bleck and Abdallah were playing on me all day Friday.
Yeah, what was that? What are you doing?
Every song would lead in, and right before I'd take it out of break,
you'd yell Cyndi Lauper?
Bleck would scream into my headset, Cyndi Lauper! I said to him, you have no idea how easily I am taken off a point. So
there was one that was like clearly Van Halen, and we said it. And it was great. Yeah,
Black, he's got enough going on when he's trying to drive the show.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you're just trying to stay off the guardrails when I'm behind the wheel.
Hey, it was fun.
Matt in Glenview, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Wanted to ask you guys what you guys think about the Bears using Trubisky kind of like a gadget player the way the Saints use Taysom Hill. I mean, he's got some speed and some athleticism. We know he's not a very good passer, but I still think there's some value there I think there's some value there as an athlete. You know, when he gets creative with the athleticism, you know, he makes plays. So I was just wondering if you think the Bears should explore that a little bit.
In theory, I know it's a good thought. I don't think – I may be alone here, okay? I may be on an island. I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is good as an athlete as he is as a quarterback. I don't think he's in Taysom Hill's league as an athlete, an overall athlete. Like strength, speed, combination, wiggle, all of that stuff. Taysom Hill has shown us that he has the capacity to do a lot of different things.
I'm guaranteeing you right now. Mark this down, Chris Black, at 2:54 on the first day of September 2020, in the worst year we've ever had, that there will be a gadget two quarterback play against the Detroit Lions in the opener.
Oh, I don't
doubt
that.
The Matt Nagy can't stop himself. He wants to show everyone, just like he wanted to show everyone Santa's sleigh and all the different little, hey, I'm knocking on the defense's door, that he's going to show you that he's going to line up whoever the second quarterback is, and they're going to throw a screen, a backwards pass, and then that guy's going to throw the ball downfield or something.
Guys, I've seen Nagy's first play. It's a two quarterback I formation.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to fool you even more.
Yeah, right. He's coming out, I formation, two quarterbacks. Who's going to get the snap? It's actually going to be snapped and go in between them for a loss of 10 yards.
Or a fumble. Or it's a fumble.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I love that, Abdallah. Guaranteed. Mark this down, Black. Bring that back.
Marked.
Like, even if I'm wrong, I'm not like Cap. Even when I'm wrong, you can bring audio back on this show.
Are you talking about the banned audio from the old Cap and Company show?
There's lots of banned audio. We have some good Waddle Cap out of context today for a little bit.
Oh, do we?
But it wasn't Cap, I don't believe. It was Hoodie. So we'll get to that. But first, let's get to the top 20 Cubs list.
Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present.
It's a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Back, back. Got it. Way back. It might be. There it is.
Oh, there it is. The game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Hey! Cubs win. Holy cow. And the Cubs have won the World Series.
Presented by Great Clips. Whee! Great Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a ready next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Great Clips salons. Countdown continues with the 10th greatest Cub player of all time.
I believe he's this good, and many players have had a bigger singular years and maybe have done the singular big popping year.
Like the 9 home runs that Stan Hack hit back in 1944?
No, you know what I'm talking about, like a 50 home run season or a 48 home run season. But Anthony Rizzo is as important to the Cubs as lots of players, as many others. I mean, that's why it was important to me to put Anthony Rizzo in the top 10, and he checks in at number 10.
This is his 9th year, so he's been a Cub a long time.
He's been a Cub, and like you say, he's good every year, 30 home runs. He's going to have an OPS in the 900s. He's going to be a gold glove first baseman. They need to put the C on the chest, as many Cubs fans have said. He's been a leader on and off the field. What he's done off the field here as well is remarkable. But Anthony Rizzo and the way they went out to make sure they got him. He was a part of Boston. They traded him to San Diego. Jed had him in San Diego. And when Theo and Jed teamed up, it was one of their trades early. They traded Cashner to San Diego. And they got Rizzo, even though he had struggled and had to be sent back down in San Diego. Anthony, it's not easy to be one of the first players of a rebuild, survive the rebuild, and be a great player and lead the team to a World Series. But Anthony Rizzo is that and everything more. And he has lived up to the hype and will continue to live up to the hype. Some of the biggest hits in Cubs history have been by Anthony Rizzo. So, and sure enough.
Number 10, did you say?
Number 10.
Number 10.
I thought it was very important to make sure that he was a top 10 player in Cubs history. Again, you want to play the stat game. I still think his stats measure up really, really good. But he is just so important to what the Cubs did here with rebuilding this whole thing. So Anthony Rizzo, my number 10 all-time Cub.
All right.
Thanks to Great Clips for sponsoring this. Number 9 coming up on Thursday. They've been busy implementing new safety measures and taking extra action to best serve when you visit. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Down on the online check-in app, download it to avoid the wait. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Caller 20 round to win a $50 gift card to Great Clips at 332-3776. We'll continue to talk Bears quarterbacks, the White Sox in first place, the Cubs back in action with Chris Bryant. All that coming up in 2 short minutes.